I don't envy Trevor's situation because he's stuck. No matter what he does, he's going to lose. So he needs your help on how to be the least of a loser, the best loser.
Yeah, it's like a loser in a losing situation.
Yeah. What's the devil you know? I don't know. I don't even know.
Let's see how he can be the least offensive.
There you go. Okay, start from the beginning. Explain the situation, Trevor. What's going on?
I went to school to be a landscape artist, and I decided to end up going into sales. I worked for this company for 9 years where I was like really good at it. For like 7 of those 9 years, I was top, tier guy.
Oh boy, top commission. Way to go. That's awesome.
But then the CEO decides one day that he wants a raise, and instead of working harder, he decides to lay off 30% of the workforce. And I, of course, being one of the top guys, wasn't going to get laid off. But just seeing the kind of greed that he was all about and his callousness of just completely destroying people's lives for his own benefit, I just couldn't be in that environment. So I decided to, pick up the old the shovel and just go back to landscape design.
Well, there's good money in landscaping, Trevor. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's some pretty good money. I mean, it's not like, let's be honest, it's not like sales money, but I get to be my own boss and I get to, be out in the, in nature and stuff. So I really like it. So anyways, a friend of mine who is building these giant houses for the 1% of people gets me this new job. And I always go very low under budget because, again, I try to be fair, and I want him to make some money. I don't want him to pay so much for me to design the landscape. So I end up giving him a quote for this one project. And it turns out it's the CEO that fired all those people 4 years ago.
Oh, so you're working for him again and now at a bargain price.
Oh,
Yeah. Had I known it was him, I would have definitely added a couple more zeros. But at the same time, I can't do that because it's going to screw my friend over. So I probably wouldn't have done that ever. But anyways, my main problem is now that I know it's this that I'm working for again, do I stay with it? Because if I leave, it's going to screw over my friend because it's much more expensive what he wants.
But man, you'd want to stick it to the man, ruin things for other people.
I know. It would be so sweet.
You want to on his bushes.
Oh,
no. Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess my question to you guys is I just have to swallow my own pride. But to be honest, I cannot, he is so condescending to all my laborers as well that work with me. And by the way, he didn't even recognize me. I want that to be known. I worked for him for 7 years, one of his top guys, and he didn't even recognize me.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
I always feel when something like this comes up, it's the universe testing you. It's like a challenge to your character to see, are you a good guy who's going to honor your word and do the job that you bid on? Or are you going to be bitter and resentful? And, you're still getting paid at the end of the day. You agreed to do it for this price for anybody else.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
But because it's him, you're going to, screw him over. Did two wrongs make a right? I don't know.
And it's your reputation.
The bitter feels so good, though. It really does.
Here's the thing, though. Think about the photos. You're going to have great landscaping and a beautiful home that you can put on your website.
I don't know.
It would also feel really good to just screw him over, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, think of all the friends you had that he just said goodbye to.
Exactly.
To build this house that you're going to help landscape.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like going to the house of the enemy and having to bow. It's just, I don't like it.
You should in his chimney.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Okay.
No. Right.
I wouldn't do that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Well, maybe there's something you could bury. You know what? Go out and buy some drugs.
Boy. No. Don't listen to Ryan.
Go and buy some drugs. No. And then bury them under some rocks. And then let the authorities know that he has a drug operation going. And there's all kinds of, give me a drug.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. You're going to bury coke in his yard. Done. He'll go to jail for years.
Nope.
I mean, granted, you could get busted for buying drugs off the street.
When you're landscaping, plant a marijuana tree.
There
Is
you
it a
go.
Tree?
Yeah.
It's a tree. Plant it. And all of a sudden, everything that comes, plant crap.
You know what? Let's just go back to this. Does he screw over the guy who screwed him over? Or does he screw over his friend?
Some of the texts we're getting, be the better man. Think karma.
Yeah.
Swallow your pride. Be a man. Do the work that you promised. That's what I was thinking.
Take the high road.
I mean, you agreed to do it.
Yeah, you'd do it for anybody else, you know?
Your friend should, let's see, your friend should understand that you have a conflict of interest and withdraw.
Okay.
That's an option.
Okay. In a way to get some extra money, here's a suggestion. They're saying, tell your friend he'll mark up change orders and give you a cut. So that's the thing. After the bid's been finalized, you do the change order. They sign off on it. Boom, you get the extra cash.
Oh.
So if you want to screw him over that way, you could.
It's a nice way to screw him over.
Yeah, I guess. It's the legal way to do it.
Yes.
Kathy, do we love? Do we list? What do we do?
First of all, inform the best friend of what's going on. If it's a best friend, they have your back, thick and thin. I got the same situation. I've got a girlfriend who knows what's going on. She's got my back, thick and thin through the whole situation. So if you tell the best friend, you're not going to screw him. And he may even come up with a better way of screwing the ex-boss.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so bring the friend in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
bring
all right.
Bring the friend in the loop and screw the ex-boss.
Okay, gosh, I've never heard this much screwing before around here.
A lot of people are texting saying, oh, he recognized you and he remembers you. Swallow the bitterness and just think karma. Yeah. Someone said, I would take a leak in his yard a few times.
That's what I said.
Well, that would make him feel better.
Or in the chimney. The chimney is still on the table.
No, stay away from the chimney.
Another one says, take the high road. Let's see. Do the job. This is an investment in your future. Your friend builds these kind of houses. Tell him the backstory. And because he's your friend, you're still going to do it. Oh, there you go. A lot of people are saying, just do the job.
My gut says that, too. I mean, it is your reputation, and you've worked hard to get to where you are, and you don't want to lose anything because you were bitter.
You know what? Don't put in the drain tile. That's what you do.
Oh, God.
And then when it rains heavily, his big rock wall or retaining wall will come tumbling down, and there you go. Karma for him.
He'll write a review and say what a crappy job you did as a landscaper.
And all of his rich friends will not have you come back.
All right, just do the job and be a good guy then.
Yeah.
Is that what we're sitting on?
Fair enough. I think so.
Trevor sounds like a good guy, and he knows what the right thing to do is. I think he just wanted our permission to be spiteful.
Nick?
Yep, I was going to say kind of in the middle. Take the job, otherwise somebody else is going to get the money. But hit him more where it hurts at the ego. If he's rich, the money's not going to matter. Get with the best friend and kind of slow play it. Really take your time doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
And when he starts complaining, tell him that you had some really big clients that you had to do theirs first and kind of put him at the back of the line. That would hit him where it hurts for sure.
Oh, definitely. Okay, that's a compromise. I like that. At least you're doing the job though, right?
Yep.
All right. Sounds good, Nick. Thank you.
Oh, this is awesome. Tell him you guarantee results for 1 year, but then you plant creeping Charlies to grow.
Oh, that is not funny.
No. A little bit.
I am dealing with that, and that is terrible. God. Oh, I just have these. It's a one particular weed that they're like, yeah, we have nothing for that. I don't know what you're going to do. What are you talking about? You're a company that takes care of this stuff. Come on. They're like, yeah, it's just really invasive. Did you know a dandelion can lie dormant in your yard for years? It won't pop up 1 year, but then a year later it will. Like the weeds in your yard are just a nightmare.
And they can take over.
Ah, don't do that. I personally hate that one.